Hey, what's up, y'all? This is Kendra Sells with KTSW 89.9, and I've got Resonant Frequency here with me at Head for the Hills.
I'm Landon. I play the push, bass, and the Moog.
I'm Ben. I play the drums.
My name is Vince. I play the guitar and the keys and some live sequencing.
There's so many different subgenres and stuff. What do you call what you do?
We like to define ourselves as electro, funk, and soul.
So, future funk. Yeah, kind of future common funk. Term we like to use.
We like making all sorts of different stuff, and we get kind of bored making the same thing for too long, so you'll hear us kind of delve into some other styles.
How long have you been together, or like playing music together?
This will be coming up
about 2 years now.
Two and a half now.
Well, we got together right before Head for the Hills 2 years ago.
November 13th, so
yeah,
you're right.
Like when we actually started making music together. We all met and got together at a buddy's party, it was around Thanksgiving time or something. We all played individual sets, like DJing and playing our own like beats and stuff separately. And then we all played back-to-back at some party, and we were like, yo, let's make this a thing.
Cool. I heard y'all say that y'all play Head for the Hills, like, every year, but this is, like, the first year you're really playing?
Well, I was just saying that I've played it in different projects every year. We played it a few times,
the last three. Well, like, the first, or 2 years ago, me and him played DJ sets, and he played a set. We all played, like, separate, you know? Mm-hmm. That was, like, when we were first getting together, but we weren't ready to play a set together, I guess. And then last year, we played a set here on the main stage. We were booked to play the Dome, and somebody ended up dropping off, so they moved us to the main stage, like, headliner set, which was great.
That's awesome. So explain your name to me.
I think it applies to a lot of different things. We like to, you know, get on the same level with people, and, you know, there's a resonance in everything and everybody, and it's kind of explaining how we make connections with people through our music.
And then on a more scientific side, it's like every object has a structural resonant frequency that oscillates at when the right frequency hits it. Like the idea of breaking a wine glass with someone singing or whatever. The earth has a resonant frequency, you can feel it, so it's that idea as well.
So is that what you apply to your music, like whenever you...
Yeah, well, we're trying to make music that
hit you with that frequency.
Resonates with you, you know, we're trying to hit you with something that you feel, not just something that you, like, we love making the party music and playing party music out of these shows, but we want to hit you with something that, you know, you feel and can connect with on a deeper level than that, you know?
Yeah, cool. So I just asked you about, like, your tour plans. You said that you're playing here today, and then you're playing again in Arkansas?
Yes. I guess tonight we played here at Head for the Hills, and then Saturday night we're playing in Arkansas at a festival called Cosmic Flux. And it was funny how it turned out, because we didn't know, but once the poster came out, we saw that our name was at the top, so I guess we turns out that we're headlining the festival
first,
out there.
It's our first headlining.
It's small, but, you know.
Yeah, small festival, but yeah. We're super excited to get out of the state, try to tap into a new market, some new fans and stuff, and... Yeah, give them a good headliner set.
You say you do this like weekend warrior, weekend tour kind of thing, because y'all are still in school.
Yeah, now.
How do you balance that? Like, how hectic is it?
I mean, music over everything, usually.
Yeah, my school will suffer sometimes. Like, I didn't go to school today.
That's a great point. I didn't go to class today for that
shit,
very reason.
Or this thing.
But we're all wrapping it up, and we're really excited to start focusing fully on the music, and we were just really happy to get our foot in the door while we were in school, you know, once we... You know, kind of out on our own, we got the music thing kind of already going for us.
Yeah, the balance is really kind of like fit in school around the music is kind of how it was for me until I graduated and, you know, dedicated everything to that and had to make time for school to get it done. But for most of us, music comes first. We all live together too, so it's like if we all had class or something, it's just like come home and get to it, you know?
Yeah. See, that really, like, that does inspire me, because I'm a musician myself, and I'm looking to tour, and I'm looking to do all this stuff, but I'm like, I want to drop out of school, because...
So did we.
It's so hard to do. But just, like, the fact that y'all are still in, that's really super impressive, honestly.
I'm done.
Yeah.
And y'all are doing such a good job. You're headlining this festival in Arkansas. That's awesome. How did your hype man come into
play? Y'all can tell us.
He's an MC. I wouldn't call him a hype man. We got him to come out on a couple songs that he doesn't necessarily have a part on. We're all very influenced by hip-hop and all that. And so, like, a lot of our music is based from just, like, you know, straight hip-hop beats. And we have parts where we'll sample verses from our favorite, you know. We have a lot of, like, Jurassic 5 verses that we'll sample and throw them in, or, like, other people that we like.
And he's a homie.
And anyway, though, then our, my good friend Amir, like, before we got into this, we kind of all produced, like, hip-hop beats. And I had done some stuff with rappers. And I produced a couple beats for him. and he's a good homie of mine, a good friend from, like, we used to work together and just, like, hit it off immediately. We were at a point with a couple songs, you know, where it's like we can find a verse and sample it and, like, get somebody's verse and put it on this track, or we could hit him up and have him, you know, write a verse for us and record it. So we did that, and then, like, it was probably another year after he first, like, recorded some stuff with us. We were just playing the verse live out of the PA, and then eventually we started bringing him on to shows to rap those couple songs, you know, that he does, and it just makes a big difference being able to, like, connect with the crowd, because most of our stuff is instrumental. We don't, none of us are really, like, out there doing that.
I think it says a lot, too, because right now, and how we started off, we have a lot of sample-based music, and as we progress, we've worked more and more to jam out our songs and also make them completely original, so that we'll be working with not only Rufy in the future and some more hip-hop, but some singers also come in and start making some completely original music.
We have a few already that are sample free, so
yeah,
we enjoy, you know, taking things from the past, flipping it, making it something new, you know, so it's like we have the ability to make some original stuff, and we do. It's just like stuff you can do sampling a few records, you know, and making a song is just super fun, you know,
and I like that you guys do both. That
comes
super,
from yeah super I, cool. Exactly. I the sampling thing really comes from, like, the hip-hop thing, where it's like that's our biggest inspiration in some regard, you know, with, like, the foundation of the beats all comes from that. So it's like, I mean, you can try to make things sound like they're sampled when you're producing original music, but you really can't replicate it, like,
yeah.
Vinyl,
just like being able to take moments and merge them together and create something new too. Like, that was a moment in the past, and taking that and making it something new and reinventing that, you know,
yeah,
it's just a really,
especially
because
we're
special thing for us.
Super regret not being born in that era of just crunchy disco funk.
We missed our time with the funk, so we're trying to recreate it however we can.
I love that a lot of the music these days, like, it's very trappy, like, everyone's making trap and there's only, like, two ways to dance to trap, you know, but
trap.
I
got
love
the relationship with
it's like I love to play drums to it, and I love to dance to it sometimes, but I really don't like it.
It's a little monotonous. We want to, you know, we like to define ourselves as a genre-defying band. We don't like to stick to one thing.
Yeah,
so it's funny when people ask us what type of stuff we play. Because at first we're like, well, we play, you know, all sorts of stuff, you know, across the board. But when it comes down to it, we are, like, pretty dedicated to bringing back that funk feel and with a little bit more energy.
Mm-hmm. I love it. And it's retro yet modern at the same time.
Yeah,
and
that's
totally
what we're all about.
Cool.
Like, taking the things that we relate to from, you know, us living when we do, but the stuff that really, like, inspires us, which is, you know,
what
came from 40 years ago in the 60s and 70s when it was just, like, disco funk.
And a lot of good soul music, too. We love that, too.
So who are your influences? I'm not supposed to ask this question because it's, like, a...
There's a lot.
So, like, at least for me, like, I grew up listening to jam bands and stuff. Mm-hmm. And so, like, you can kind of tell what our playing. We try to emulate that as much as we can. You know, while still keeping it, you know, electronic and fresh and all that. So, like, you know, any of the jam bands, Cheese, Fish, Panic, any of that. And then things like Soundtribe that we got into when we were younger that were, like, the first to kind of do something like that, that merged electronic music and straight-up instrumental jam music together and did it in a really, really dope way. And there's a ton of, you know, other inspirations we got.
Yeah,
that's
all the
one
old
that plays
funk
into
stuff,
our thing,
obviously,
yeah,
was an inspiration. Like, the Meters, for instance, were the first band that I heard that, like, just changed the way I thought about music when I was trying to learn how to play the drums, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So that was huge, like, just to name one band. But then, like, all of the stuff from that era, all of that old funk, and then progressing from that, like, I don't know. I came into producing as just, like, a hip-hop head, wanting to just make 90s hip-hop beats.
Mm-hmm.
Tribe Called Quest style, like, R.I.P.
Do you ever get any criticisms for your electronic uses? I know that there's a lot of people that are stuck on, like, that's not an instrument.
It's funny how that works out, because we tend to win over some people that aren't necessarily into electronic,
like,
music, because we do have that hybrid aspect going for us. Because, yeah, I mean, I understand where, you know, sometimes when there's just a solo DJ up there, there's not a whole lot of show to provide.
Yeah.
You know, once somebody sees us play live, I feel like it's really easy to win them over more so than it is to just have, like,
because
they see the
instrumentation. So it's like, regardless if we were doing that, they could be like, oh, well, look, those guys can play anyway, you know we do win some people over. And I think with electronic music, a lot of people already have their mind made up, you know, either they like it and they're about that stuff or they're not. You know?
But why what we do is cool too, because we can, you know, like there's those people who just are not down with electronic music, but then there'll be some piece of our set that they are really into because we're jamming and like performing. We give them a chance of us to mess up, you know, there's like a chance of error, which makes it a performance, you know. We can like improv live, it's not straight electronic music. So a lot of people will start out or like hear our music online and not be so into it or just like dismiss it as electronic music and then see us live and like change their mind.
Or they'd probably listen to it online and just have no idea that a band would be playing it, you know.
That's always really exciting to me, like whenever I think that it's just production, like, oh my god, there's actual instruments.
No, the production is great, and we definitely
seriously
that's a big focus. But
I mean, the amount of music we have stacked up right now ready to drop is like,
yeah, wanted to tell you about that too. We're sitting on over 10 songs, two EPs and some singles that, you know, we're really trying to get out, but we're not, you know, trying to put them out too soon so that they don't get, you know, necessarily listened to. We need a good channel for it, and we want to, you know, keep building fans, like playing festivals like we did tonight, and then so that we have some more ears to listen to our new stuff coming out.
I mean, it satisfies two, you know, totally different things for us too as like creators, because like, you know, live, it's like you get to do that thing, and that's a lot of fun, you know. But then even in the studio, like production and whatnot, like the limits are just endless to what you can do. There's two sides to it that we really, really enjoy doing, you know. And it's a lot easier for a band like us that is producing out of our home, that, you know, does it through Ableton and our interface and all that, doesn't have to spend a couple thousand dollars for a session. Like, we can crank out tunes, mix and master them ourselves, put them out, you know, instead of having to spend a lot of money. Which is
an advantage. Track all the parts. If we need to record any audio part, any instrument parts, we can track all that ourselves. And, you know,
says a lot about the direction of where music's going too. Yeah. You know, like the whole record company studio is not as prevalent as it used to be. You know, there's way more bands that can, you know, you can do it yourself.
So what would your dream tour be? You get to tour with two other musicians.
Two other ones.
Dead or alive.
Do they have to go together?
Would it be something that has to be realistic right now, or just...
No, just ever.
I like, I'd like to tour with like the Floozies, because they're
fun. Like something realistic
and
right
party
now.
Just like we do, because we like to get
down. Like where we draw a lot of inspiration.
And we really like Grizz.
In that realm, it's like, yeah, there's like funky electronic musicians, Grizz, Grammatic, the Floozies. It's like, obviously there's music outside of electronic music that we enjoy, but it's like...
For what we're doing, yeah, that would be a better fit for us. As far as like if we could just tour with any band...
I would like to go around with Fish and
I'd like to go tour with Fish and Cheese. That'd be tight.
Or Lettuce and like
if we could play with Lettuce, that would probably be my number one. Honestly, they're my biggest inspiration as a modern band. Check them out.
Huge inspirations of ours.
They're the funk, like as far as the modern funk and really doing it proper. Definitely my biggest inspiration at the moment.
Well, thanks again for your time. This is Kendra, and you're listening to The Other Side of Radio.